It's time for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Every week, WEL's Tim Alcorn and the Chronicle-Telegram's Sean Bennett talk wrestling. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agents. Ohio Family Realty, their number one goal is to put your family first. Eric Burnett Trained Wrestling, providing elite training for the elite-minded athlete. And by Smitty's, on East Bridge Street across from the Illyria Post Office. We'll recap the high school wrestling coming up on WEOL.
Good Thursday evening, everyone, and welcome to the very first Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Alcorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. We're going to get together each and every Thursday to talk high school wrestling here in Lorain County and across the Northeast Ohio area. Of course, Sean and I were together a couple of weeks ago over at the Brew Kettle in Amherst as we kind of sized up the season, and now it is underway. And a huge thank you to Bob Cobos from Cobos Insurance Center and, of course, Mike Deanna from Ohio Family Realty. Sean, as always, great to be with you. Our second year of doing this show, it's great to publicize wrestling. It's good to talk about the kids out on the mat, and boy, this season's already underway.
Yeah, it's full on. I'm kind of putting the finishing touches on the high school wrestling section that we have produced for the last 3 years, and like many athletes in Lorain County, I've kind of flipped that switch from football to wrestling, and I'm full go right now.
Of course, on this show, we do it in a couple of segments. Our first segment, which we'll take after the break, Sean and I will have a look back at last weekend's action out on the mats, and then in our second segment, we'll preview what's coming up this weekend as far as wrestling is concerned, and hopefully each and every week, we'll have a coach lined up during that second segment of the show, and this week, we're honored to have with us on our very first program, Eric Burnett, the outstanding wrestling coach over at Elyria High School.
Yeah, and he had a nice tri-meet last week. They had Parkersburg, West Virginia travel up, one of the top programs from that state. And, of course, they have a pretty big event this week in the Ironman out at Walsh Jesuit at Cuyahoga Falls.
So, again, great to be back with you on our Wrestling Recap Show each and every Thursday. Hey, if you're a wrestling fan, tell other folks about it as well, because we're glad to bring it to you on AM 930. WEOL. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll take a look at what happened on the mats last weekend as things got underway here in Lorain County in Northeast Ohio as far as high school wrestling is concerned. Great to have this show with you, and of course, we're going to bring it to you each and every Thursday night right here on AM 930 WEOL. Of course, you can also listen to it on the WEOL mobile app, and we'll bring it to you online too, on our website at WEOL.com. We welcome you back to the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Alcorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram, the first show we'll do this throughout the wrestling season right here on AM 930 WEOL, and of course on our mobile app and on the website WEOL.com. All right, Mr. Bennett, let's delve right into things. The season got underway last week, and of course, really the tournament that stood out. We talked about this over at the Brew Kettle when we did our wrestling preview show, the Knights of Columbus tournament over at Avon Lake. Tell our listeners and the wrestling fans out there how things went at the KFC tournament.
Yeah, it's become synonymous with the start of wrestling season in Lorain County. Knights of Columbus is an event, the event all season that has the most Lorain County schools competing in one tournament, and we had a ton. We had the big stars were Amherst. Amherst had 12 of 14 wrestlers place in the event, which is pretty impressive, and they finished second out of 18 teams. Nice size field over there. They were led by Alex Reyes and Matt Lee were their two champions, and Matt Lee went ahead and finished as the outstanding wrestler and won the award for wrestler with the most pins in the least amount of time. So he's off already to a big start, which is not surprising. He is a returning state qualifier. He qualified to the Division I state tournament last year as a sophomore, and is ranked preseason number six in the state at Division I in heavyweight. So
and certainly the host team, Avon Lake, fared fairly well as well.
And that's pretty nice to see, a little uplifting, because Avon Lake didn't have a lot of returning district qualifiers or anything like that. So you're kind of, you kind of wonder about them. And another team in that list out of there is North Ridgeville.
Mm-hmm.
Had nice five placers as well. Those teams didn't have a returning district qualifier from last season. So to see them come out with five placers for North Ridgeville, seven placers for Avon Lake, that's encouraging, because, some of those programs, you kind of wonder how they're going to fare without that on-mat leader who is, saw a lot of success coming back.
How about Matt Lee, outstanding wrestler and wrestler with most falls and least amount of time awards?
And he's still young. That's the thing that that's really nice, is that he's only a junior this year. He's kind of following in the footsteps. Did a story right before the state tournament last year with Todd Hastings, who was a two-time state qualifier for Amherst, and they were really good friends. And they were big football players, big name mm-hmm. football players in Amherst,
right.
And big wrestlers. So he's kind of following that mold that Todd Hastings laid out over the last couple of years.
So congratulations to Matt Lee of Amherst, doing a great job on the mat for Brian Caesar's team. Any other teams or schools that jump out at you from Knights of Columbus over at Avon Lake before we talk about the tip-off over at Lorain?
Well, again, all of them, most of our local teams finished in the top half of the field, which is nice, and there were champions spread throughout. Garrett Coe from Keystone and Justin Oakletree from Keystone were champions. Jake Roche from Avon was a champion, and he isn't one of the names that's kind of associated with Avon recently. He's kind of come on, so that's kind of nice to see another guy kind of win a championship. Larry Catholic had two, and Robbie Cobb and Stan Blyke, and no, obviously surprise about Stan Blyke. He's
right.
Going for his fourth Division III state tournament appearance this year, so that's not a surprise at all.
And then over at Lorain, they had their tip-off tournament. Brookside, Lorain, Columbia, all teams that kind of fared fairly well there.
Yeah, Brookside, again, that's a nice thing to see, because they're a Division II team. They're not, they're up there competing with Division I teams in that tournament, and they definitely had a nice 17-team field. They finished third with seven placers. Greg Packard, a wrestler that's definitely led them over the last couple of years, champion at 220, returning state qualifier, and Brad Huhn placed. So that's good to see them coming out pretty strong of the season as well.
Again, Tim Elkhorn along with Sean Bennett as we bring you our weekly wrestling recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. And let's not leave out Dan Ransom's team over at Firelands. They were involved in the Edison Invitational.
Yeah, and again, the big theme of this first week, this opening weekend, was encouraging things to see. Firelands finished fifth out of 11 teams. There were seven placers, and a lot of names that you expect to contribute to success for them weren't in that lineup. Returning district qualifiers, multi-district qualifiers, Patrick Keown, Douglas Childers, Miguel Morrill, all these guys weren't in there. They did have Sean Lipscomb, their junior heavyweight, win a championship at 285. No surprise there. That guy was wrestling for Team Ohio all summer at major national events. And then their superstar freshman, Peyton Bergdorf, was runner-up at 106. Same type of thing. He wrestled out at Fargo in the Nationals this summer. Had some played with Team Ohio in some big national dual tournaments, both in Greco and freestyle. So he's a pretty versatile young man as well.
And as we talked about up at the Brew Kettle, Sean, even though Coach Malave moves on, took a great collegiate wrestling head coach job, this is a Firelands program that appears to be building, and Dan Ransom just tries to keep the pieces in place and build off the success.
Yeah, he definitely kind of landed on something pretty nice there. I think me or you could have probably gone in there and done some decent things. Not as good as Dan. He knows what he's doing, but he's definitely inherited a lineup that's built for success.
Well, tell you what, let's take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll talk about things that are happening on the mats this weekend. Boy, it's going to be a busy weekend upcoming as far as wrestling action is concerned. We'll talk to Elyria head coach Eric Burnett. He joins us during our next segment. But first, a timeout. It's our weekly wrestling recap. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. And we're glad to bring it to you on AM 930 WEOL. Of course, you can listen on your phone. A great way to listen. Download that WEOL mobile app. Or you can listen online at WEOL.com. We welcome you back to our weekly wrestling recap brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. The CT's annual wrestling preview comes out tomorrow. We'll talk about that in just a moment here on our recap show. But it's great to talk high school wrestling. We're going to do it each and every Thursday at 6 o'clock here on AM 930 WEOL. And, of course, on the website, WEOL.com. You can also listen on our mobile app. And each and every week, we hope to have a wrestling coach join us as part of the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Recap Show presented by Ohio Family Realty. And boy, Sean, we start off with one of the best, if not in the state, perhaps in the whole country as far as leading wrestling programs. Eric Burnett, the head wrestling coach at Elyria, now joins us on the line. Eric, great to have you with us. We appreciate you stopping by.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Thanks for doing the show.
And, of course, your team in action this weekend. Let's get right into it. The Iron Man at Walsh Jesuit. Just talk a little bit about your expectations and just the unbelievable competitiveness of this tournament, the Iron Man.
Yeah, the Iron Man's one of the best in the country, if not the best. So our guys are looking forward to getting tested and going in and seeing what they can do. They've been working hard, so hopefully they're going to be prepared.
Eric, the having the tri meet to open up last weekend, talk about how that's a nice. Is that what you prefer over maybe a tournament to get ready for the Ironman? You've done it both ways in the past. Which is that a little bit better, a little bit lighter?
Yeah, you'd like to have something under your belt. You know what I mean? You get in and get tested. We had, you know, a couple of good teams coming last week with some good individuals, and I would prefer to get tested before going into the Ironman. And so it just happened to work out this year schedule-wise. But, you know, it doesn't always work out that way. Sometimes you get Ironman right out of the gate. It just is what it is.
And obviously the two teams that you competed against last week, Parkersburg came up from West Virginia, and then Akron St. Vincent St. Mary. Two, like you said, very solid programs to start with. But I guess I kind of want to get your kind of raw emotion in starting with the teams. But obviously with getting to coach your son, Mick, he's a freshman with Elyria this year. You've been waiting, you know, 14, 15 long years to kind of get that experience of having him, you know, being in his corner for his first high school match. That had to been pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the coolest thing about it is, when kind of like what I'm going through this year with our seventh grader, with Nathan, my younger son. You know, I don't get to see him wrestle or compete as much as I'd like to because of the high school obligations. And so the big thing as far as having Mick on the high school team is I won't miss any more of his matches, and that's huge. Win or lose, it's cool to be around him more than I used to be.
Again, we're talking with Eric Burnett, wrestling coach at Elyria High. Elyria involved with the Ironman down at Walsh Jesuit this weekend. And Eric, I want to ask you just about the early portion of the season. You've got great wrestlers, top to bottom as far as all the weight classes are concerned. Certainly your team state ranked, nationally ranked. How do you approach the early part of the schedule, especially with a prestigious tournament like this weekend?
Well, one tournament doesn't make a wrestler. One tournament doesn't make a team. But what you want is you want to build off of it. You know, so you go into the Ironman and your expectations are that the kids are going to do the best they can, but they have to make progress. You know, this is another tournament to help you get ready for March, and that's the bottom line. If you can go in and win it, you know, if a kid can go in and win the tournament, that's great. You know, good for him. If not, you know, you got to figure out what you're going to get out of it. So that's how we approach the early season. Everybody wants to win, but you know, what's going to pay off for you in March is what you get out of these early season competitions.
Eric, the high school wrestling season can kind of be likened to a roller coaster, and if that's the case, then the Ironman and the Beast next week are definitely that first big hill. How do you kind of then keep kids focused during that middle lull when, you know, they're kind of working, and then, you know, get them back ready for that, you know, when you want them to be peaking heading into the state duels and in the sectionals?
Well, kids want to win. So, you know, you go to the Ironman, and then a week later you go to the Beast, and then we'll have, as far as our red team schedule, there'll be 11 days off between the Beast and Brecksville holiday tournament. You know, so the first couple days of that when we get back from the Beast is kind of, you know, recharging the batteries for the kids. You know, maybe doing a little more technique, a little bit less hard live. you know, just whatever it's going to take to kind of recharge their batteries. And then you know, next thing you know, wham, you're right at the Brecksville Holiday Tournament, which is also one of the best tournaments in Ohio, if not nationally. I mean, Brecksville's got some really tough teams that come in from everywhere. So the kids, you know, they want to win, and that's what's going to keep them going. I mean, then you have, I mean, you get done with Brecksville, and then a couple of weeks into January, you got the Bill Dees Memorial Tournament, which is it's an awesome tournament. You know, you got Brecksville there, you got teams in all divisions that are there, teams you wouldn't ordinarily see. So, you know, there's always something to shoot for these kids. And then, of course, right around the corner from there is the state dual series starts up. So there's always something to shoot for.
I'll tell you what, it keeps you focused, no doubt about it. Well, Eric, again, we appreciate you coming on with us tonight right here on our Wrestling Recap and being a part of the show as a sponsor as well. We appreciate that. Continued success over at Elyria High. I know that's a big, big weekend at the Ironman. We wish you nothing but the best of luck as you head down there this weekend.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for doing the show, and happy holidays to you guys. I appreciate it.
To you as well, Coach. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you. Thanks, Sean.
That's Eric Burnett, the head wrestling coach at Elyria High, as he joins us here on our weekly wrestling recap presented by Ohio Family Realty and the Cobos Insurance Center. All right, Sean Bennett, got a couple of minutes to go. We talked with Eric about the Ironman at Walsh Jesuit this weekend. A few other wrestling tournaments going on this weekend as well.
Yeah, there's local teams at several tournaments. Columbia will be heading out to the North Coast Classic in Independence, a very solid tournament. Amherst and Wellington are at the Bob Bailey Invitational at Bellevue. Lorraine's out at the Mike Lewis Invitational at Buckeye. Brookside, Keystone, and Oberlin at the Red Wrestling Invitational at Cuyahoga Heights. And Vermilion is competing in the Clear Fork Super Duels on Saturday as well.
All right, and I told you that we'll obviously give you an opportunity to talk about the wrestling preview coming up in the Chronicle. It'll be in tomorrow's editions in Friday's paper, correct?
Right. This is our third year running a full section to preview the high school wrestling season, again, by our same sponsors for the show here, taking care of that and going out and looking for advertisers to be able to put multiple pages together. Excuse me. And we we usually do about eight wrestler features. We have full team capsules. We kind of break down the season as far as who the top teams are, where the top events are. So it's something that any high school wrestling fan can really sink their teeth into.
So anything that's really going to jump out, is there a feature or an aspect of the preview in tomorrow's Chronicle that it's going to catch everybody's attention?
Not really. I mean, I would try to keep it balanced. We get, you know,
sure.
Features from Division One, Division Two, Division Three schools. We try to mix it around. I have a list on my computer of every kid that I've done a feature on over probably the last 7-8 years to make sure that we try to get every school involved and you know, everybody gets it. One of the ones obviously that's going to stand out is probably on Elyria's Brendan Fenton, because he is a returning state champion, and that's probably going to lead the front cover of the section. But definitely good stuff, I think.
All right, so that's in tomorrow's Chronicle. Look for it, all you wrestling fans. Get out there and pick up tomorrow's CT. Sean Bennett leading the way with the wrestling coverage and the wrestling preview. Sean, looking forward to doing this each and every Thursday at this time right here on WEOL.
Yes, me too. It's always a fun time.
All right, Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram, yours truly, Tim Elkhorn. And again, we thank you for dialing in to the very first Wrestling Recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center as well as Ohio Family Realty. Get out there this weekend, support those kids on the mats. And if you can't get to them, again, Sean Bennett with great coverage in the Chronicle Telegram. And we'll be back next Thursday at 6 o'clock to recap it all for you on our weekly Wrestling Recap. For Sean Bennett from the Chronicle, Tim Elkhorn from AM 930 WEOL saying thank you much for listening. And until next week when we talk again, so long, everybody.